News.
And the news is read by Charles Carroll.
On BBC Radio 4, Tongue and Talk, the Dialect Poets.
I didn't really understand what dialect was at first, and then I thought, well, actually, we are more than an accent. We're an attitude.
Exploring the language, dialect and poetry of our maritime areas.
Surfing dialect. What hang 10 means is that you're standing up on this piece of fiberglass, skittering along the wave.
The new series of Tongue and Talk, the Dialect Poets.
And you're clinging on for dear life with all 10 toes like that.
On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, starting this Sunday afternoon at 4:30.
Time now for a fresh look at some classic comedy as Giles Brandreth opens up his joke box for the very first time.
Hello, I'm Giles Brandreth, and I'm speaking to you from the wings of the Riverside Studios in London. It's where they used to make Hancock's Half Hour back in the 1950s. It feels like the right place to be for a celebration of radio comedy. My friend Maureen Lipman is on stage already, warming up the audience with her favourite joke.
You don't know what I have to do when he brings me long-stemmed red roses. Well, what do you have to do? Well, I have to lie on the bed, I have to put my feet in the air. And the other woman says, you don't have a vase.
She's the kind of comedy treasure I'd like to keep in my joke box. That's what this show is all about. Comedy that's good enough to keep. Cue the rap.
Coming to the mic, MC Giles B. He's an old school skeng man, right side G. Arbiter of taste and the king of repartee. Man, I heard he's got the key. So let's open up the locks. Listen to the smooth sounds, Giles' joke box.
Hello and welcome to Giles's Joke Box, a brand new show in which we're going to comb the archives to find the funniest audio comedy moments of all time. It's been 100 years since the BBC was founded in October 1922, and it's been about 100 years since I made my first appearance on Radio 4. So I'm well placed to ask, what did we laugh at then? What do we laugh at now? What have we laughed at in between? And what makes us laugh the most? We're joined this week by a discerning audience and three panellists who've been tirelessly digging through the archive to present us with their favourite comedy treasures. We'll listen to their choices, decide on whether they deserve a place among the crown jewels in my box. I've handpicked a panellist from each generation, a mature one like me, one in the middle like most of you, and one who is so young she thinks she's here to record a podcast about mindfulness and crisps. Please welcome Maureen Lipman, Shazia Mirza and Snoochie Shy. So, what's going to happen on Giles's Joke Box? You three are each going to play us a classic clip that you think deserves a place in the joke box. We then discuss and debate, was it funny then? Is it still funny now? Or should it be cancelled forever by an irate mob on Twitter? And finally, you get to vote. This first round is all about double acts.
Round one.
From Flanagan and Allen to Adam and Joe via Kermit and Miss Piggy. So, panel, I want to hear your all-time greatest double act moment. Shazia,
yes.
Tell us what's your classic double act moment going to be.
Now, this double act are best known for their TV shows, but you know, they also made three series on Radio 2 at the height of their fame. It's the legendary Morecambe and Wise. And in this sketch, they are actually meeting in a London tea shop in the guise of the poets Lord Byron and John Keats.
My dear Keats.
Tis Lord Byron.
Two poets meet.
Oh, what a treat. May I sit down?
Please take a seat. I do admire the poems you write.
I wrote another one last night.
What do you call it?
The Heavenly Trumpet. Waitress!
What would you like?
Have you got any crumpet?
How about you, sir?
No crumpet for me, thank you, my dear.
Between you and me, I think is a...
I'd like some tea.
With lemon.
A slice.
And two pieces of cake.
That sounds very nice. The brain of the poet, it brightens, then flickers.
I'll bet you £5, she'll show you her...
Mine. Pray continue, Mr. Keats. Enrich me with your verbal treats.
Two cows chewing grass. On a warm, sunny hillock. I thought this time tomorrow that grass will be millock. Hillock? Millock? That won't work. Of course it will, you great big Burke.
Shazia, why do you love them so?
You know, it's just not just the friendship between them and the looks and the comic timing. They were just a legendary double act. And I don't know anybody, regardless of race, religion, gender or background, who didn't like Morecambe and Wise of that era.
Maureen, what did you make of that sketch?
It's very funny. But my kids don't find it funny. So it's dated a bit. Not the physical comedy of, you know, Eric in his suspenders and socks, but the actual dialogue, I think, has probably dated, for this generation anyway.
Shai, you are this generation. In their heyday, 28 million people were watching their Christmas specials. Mm. Did it do anything for you, that sketch?
So they're basically like Ant and Dec now.
Yes, I suppose.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So because of that, I think Ant and Dec are great, so I'm feeling that. Yeah, I'm feeling it. Mention of crumpet there as well. Love a crumpet. With Marmite on mine. So, yeah, I'm here for it.
Can't quite see Ant and Dec doing a Radio 4 series, but nonetheless,
nice.
Why not? Mm. Now, you are a DJ on Radio 1 Extra.
Yeah.
Which is, I suppose, the other end of the spectrum to Radio 4.
My slot's 11 p.m. to 1 a.m, so it's like loads of rap music, we can drink on the show, we can swear, and we can just do what we want. Yeah, it's pretty lit, so.
Good, so this is the moment where we have to do some voting, and okay. I have to ask you, you know, whether you're going to put it in or whether you're going to keep it out.
You must stop asking women that question. I've got to stop.
When has that ever worked for you, Giles? When has that ever worked? You've got to stop.
I'll try to express it more eloquently. Mm. Are you putting it in or should I go and get the bin? Does it go in the box or is it thrown on the rocks? Is it a total banger or is it a rusty old clanger? Is it put on the map or is it a load of old...
Shut your great mouth.
That was Kenneth Williams interrupting me from the grave. So, Maureen?
I'm really torn about this one because I don't think that this particular sketch was that representational of the best of their comedy. So I'm going to say no, in spite of the fact that I really loved Morecambe and Wise.
It's a no from you. And Shai, does it gain immortality or is it the depths of depravity? Should it go in the box or should I feed it to a fox?
The fox, so I'm going to follow the vibes and say no. Ow.
Following the vibes?
Yeah.
It's a no for Morecambe Wise, the two poets meet. Morecambe and Wise could come back at a later date in the series. What we're voting on here are these particular moments, because I think we all agree that Morecambe and Wise are indeed as great as Ant and Dec. They belong with the great immortals. Mm-hmm. So there's no problem there, but this particular sketch doesn't go into the box. Shai, what have you got for us?
OK, cool. So this double act made their name on Radio 4 and have gone on to become big stars on the telly. I think this is one of their funniest sketches. It's Mitchell and Webb with Number Wang.
Hello and welcome to Number Wang, the maths quiz on the radio that makes very little sense. Our contestants tonight are Julie from Somerset and Simon from a bin round the back of my local off licence. OK, if you're ready, let's play Number Wang.
9.
16.
12.
8 and a third.
4.
That's number one. Round 2. Simon to play first.
27.
30.
19.
84.
That's number one. Let's go to the maths board. Julie.
I'll take the 4, the 6 and the 3 cubed.
That's number one. Simon.
I'd like the root 14 and the 12.
That's number one. Round 3. Julie to play first.
8 minus 4.
That's number one. Simon.
109 times 17.
That's number one. Julie.
47.
That's the number one bonus. Triple number one to Julie. OK, on to the final round when it's still all to play for. Will you please reveal today's number one numberundrum?
Is it 1,214,002?
That's number wang. Bad luck, Simon. You've been number wanged. But Julie, you are today's number wang. That's all from Number Wang today. But until tomorrow's edition, stay number wang. Goodbye, number wang.
There we are. Well, Mitchell and Webb and Olivia Colman, who was part of that sketch, all the same sort of age as you are now, Shai, when they recorded that. Mm-hmm. It makes you laugh, clearly.
I like the fact that it's just silly, no rules, who knows what's going on, I don't a lot of the time as well.
Maureen, was it great for you?
Yeah, it's funny. It's well done, well performed by all three of them. It's not terribly original. It's basically Mornington Crescent with numbers. And it's easy, let's face it, to satirise television.
They perform with great energy, don't they? The silliness is delightful. Shazia?
I think it should have been called Number Wank. Because it was a load of rubbish. I mean, I think a 3 or 4 year old could have put that together. I don't think I've made myself clear, Maureen.
Well, clearly great minds think alike, because that began life on the radio and eventually it was done on television, and I made a guest appearance.
Number Wang. That's all from Number Wang today. Just time for a last word from Giles.
Number Wang.
It's Number Wang.
Oh, my God!
There we are. Maureen, what's your vote going to be, in or out?
That's an out from me.
An out from you?
It's an out from me.
So it's an out and out out. So Mitchell and Webb's Number Wang doesn't make the grade. Maureen, what have you got for us?
Well, I'm going to pick Mike Nichols and Elaine May, who did improvised duologues in the 60s. And this is an improvised sketch from their 1961 album, Mike Nichols and Elaine May Examine Doctors.
Mrs. Lotke.
Oh.
This is Dr. Bloom. Can you hear me, Mrs. Lotke?
Oh, Dr. Bloom.
How are you feeling?
Oh.
Have you been awake for the last half hour or so?
Oh, on and off, I think so. I think that the intravenous slipped out.
Yeah, we'll take care of that. Listen, Mrs. Lotke, has Nurse Radetzky been in here?
Oh, which nurse is she?
She's the tall, terribly attractive dark nurse.
Oh, yes, she was. I tried to get her in here. I told her the intravenous had slipped out, but she said she was busy.
Mrs. Lotke, did she mention me at all?
What?
Did she mention me at all?
Oh, well, you mean in what way?
Well, I mean, did she say anything about last night?
Oh, she said,
Did she mention my name? Did she mention any...
She asked me if you had been here.
Oh, she did? She did?
She asked me if...
Yeah?
You had been here in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
She asked me if you... said anything about her.
Speak up, Mrs. Lockie. I can't hear you.
Oh.
She asked if I said anything about her. Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, Mrs. Lotke, you've made me the happiest doctor on the floor.
But I intervened.
I'll see you later.
Oh. Aren't you going to examine me?
You're okay. Take your temperature.
Oh, Maureen, tell us about Nichols and May, why you love them so much.
You know how when you're a teenager, something clicks. You just think... that's great. And that's what happened to me with Nichols and May.
They were huge in their day, weren't they? I mean, I think in 1962, famously at John F. Kennedy's birthday party, which was a legal birthday party, by the way, where Marilyn Monroe sang, they were the cabaret. They were that big.
They were big. Yeah.
Shazia, what did you make of Nichols and May?
I mean, in the beginning of that clip, it sounds like some dark Louis Theroux documentary. I think it's very funny, the change of pace. And that turn, that right turn, is what makes it funny, the gag.
Shy, you're in your
20s. Yeah.
Did that make any sense to you at all?
At the beginning, I thought it was going to be a porno, to be honest. So that's what I thought. And then it went to a completely next level. Sometimes that kind of vibe happens when you're in the rave, when you're having a little, like, dance in the rave and stuff, and guys will go to drastic lengths to get the number, the phone number to call you up. So I guess I can relate in that aspect. But,
So I need to know your verdict now, ladies. Is it in or is it out? Shazia, in the box or out of the box?
In, please.
In. And Shy?
I'm just going to put it out, if that's okay. Sorry,
I'm just going to put it out.
That's just me, I don't get it. Yeah. Sorry.
No, sorry.
I might put some of mine out. Sorry.
I certainly will.
Yeah,
That is the whole point. Yeah. This is intergenerational. As far as you're concerned, it didn't turn into a porno.
Yeah.
And it didn't quite deliver.
And that ruined it for me, so,
I liked it, so I get the deciding vote. My deciding vote says in, so the good news is Nichols and May Doctors is going in. At the end of that round, Nichols and May are in, but Morecambe and Wise and Number Wang are out. In this round, I want to hear your favourite comedy clips on a certain theme. And the theme this week is food. From cooking it, to eating it, to feeding it to the dog. Maureen, what are you offering up?
I am offering you, Giles, Round the Horn. It's one of my favourite shows. I listened to it as a kid in Hull, and I found it extraordinarily funny, even though I had no idea why it was funny. And this is a favourite clip, Julian and Sandy, Hugh Paddock and Kenneth Williams doing their stuff to Kenneth Horn.
Hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy.
Yes, hello.
Yes, we are your bona caterers. Yes, that is to say, Jewel and me, we can cater for your every function.
Every function.
Just give us a free hand and we'll give you a do your guests will never forget. Never forget. Never.
Now then, what's the occasion?
Well, it's my birthday party. I'm 39.
Oh, do you hear that, Sand? 39.
Yeah, around the neck he's 39. Yeah, so you'll want a cake?
Yes, well, we can do you something pretty bizarre in marzipan.
Mm. How about Dundee, Jewel?
Yes, I could let myself go in Dundee.
Yes, he could let himself go in Dundee, he could. Yes.
Well, I think just a simple cake. Now, what about the rest of the food?
Well, it depends on what you have in mind, you see. I mean, you can have your standing up running or your sit down knife and fork.
Mm. Yeah, well, I think a cold buffet is best.
Would you like us to lay on a turkey?
Well, I hadn't planned on a cabaret.
He's bold.
Goes too far.
Mm. Well, a lot of people at the time thought they did go too far.
They didn't go far enough for me. I just loved it. I didn't know why it was funny. I'd never met a homosexual in my life in Hull. And I didn't know that they were palaring the palari. Did you know about that? You know, it's an underground language. And he used to say, "Bona to Vardy, your dolly old eek again, Mr. Orne." What did that mean to a 15-year-old in the, off the Humber? You know, but it was so funny and subversive.
I loved this innuendo and Kenneth Williams, who I'd known from the Carry On films. I just loved that that's how a man could be, and I found it so funny and different. And
it's extraordinary. His voice still resonates even all these years after his death. Does it resonate for you? Did it mean anything to you?
Do you know what it is? I think in this generation now, we're all so open about sex that it's just like a normal thing. Like, even on Instagram and stuff with, like, direct messages. Like, if I open my direct messages, there's going to be someone random in there saying something about, can I suck your toes? So it's just very much, like, normal now. So, yeah. Yeah.
The world has certainly changed, hasn't it? What Shai may not know is that this programme, when it first began going out, at that time, homosexuality between men was illegal.
Yeah,
until 1967.
Can't even grasp my head around that.
So,
like, that's insane.
So in a way, that explains the code language they were talking in. Mm. And it was a kind of naughty laughter. It was open, and yet it was, you know, against the law. Mm-hmm. It's extraordinary, isn't
it? But everyone knew about Frankie Howard and Larry Grayson. They knew they were gay, didn't they? People knew.
There may be some sensitive listeners in the riper years for whom this is rather a shocking moment.
You're kidding.
But if you want to out them at this late stage, I mean, fine, it's up to you.
I'm not outing anyone.
Yeah, you are. Forget me. I'm sorry, Larry Grayson, thank you.
I think they outed themselves when they were alive.
Shai, are you voting to put Jules and Sandy's Bona Caterers sketch in the joke box?
I'll fling it in the joke box.
Into the joke box it goes. Shazia, what's your verdict on this clip?
I'd like to have it in, please.
Yes, round the horns, Bona Caterers, into the box. Yay. Well done, the Bona Caterers. Shazia, tell us what you've brought along for this comedy feast.
This is an absolutely classic clip, which it made the leap from radio to TV. It first aired on the radio in 1996, and it's from Goodness Gracious Me.
A Burnie Inn in downtown Bombay, just after the pubs have shut.
Oh, I'm totally off my face. How come every Friday night we end up in the Burnie Inn?
Because that's what you do, innit? You go out, you get tanked up on lassies, and you go for an English.
And anyway, I love English food, yeah.
Get off. You just fancy the waiter, innit?
Oh, yeah. shut up. He's coming.
Okay, here we go. Huh?
What are we having?
Right. First up, we'll have, 10, 12?
No, 12.
Okay, yeah, all right. 12 bread rolls. And also, bring us a dish of that, what's that?
I don't know.
Butter.
Yeah, butter as well. Okay, main course, what's everyone want?
What is the blandest thing on the menu?
Nice one.
Scamp pie, is it? And that's totally tasteless, yeah? Right, I'll have that. And give me plenty of that ketchup.
What are you having, Nina?
Could I just have the chicken curry?
Oh, God, Nina!
Come on, it's an English restaurant. You got to have something English. No spicy shices.
Oh, Nitin, you know I don't like it too bland.
Well, have something that is just a bit bland.
Yeah.
Steak and kidney pea. Have that, Nina.
No. You know what it does to me? It blocks me right up. I won't go to the toilet for a week. Yeah.
Exactly, yaar. That's the point of having an English, isn't it?
Oh, shut up.
Shazia, why have you chosen that?
The fact that this was an all-Asian comedy group, it was the first time, really, in history in comedy that we had the power of the joke and that we were allowing people that were not Asian to laugh with us. So we were all laughing together, and that made us, Asian people, we were seen in a different light. We didn't just run the corner shop. We were quite a laugh, actually. And that was really a revolutionary moment in comedy.
Maureen.
Oh, it's so clever. The central premise is spot on. So, yeah, let's hear it for goodness gracious me. Could you do that now?
Well, interesting, because the theme tune, the goodness gracious me theme tune, is a remix of the Peter Sellers, where he imitated an Indian voice, which I think wouldn't now be acceptable, would it?
No.
That would be cancelled.
Yeah. Shai, are you going to give Go for an English a place in the joke box?
I'm going to fling that in the joke box.
Good.
It's going in.
And Maureen, what's your verdict on Go for an English?
It's going in.
So Go for an English, into the joke box you go. Oh, it looks happy there. OK, that's the end of that round on the subject of food.
Round three.
And now it's our final round already. Ooh. This is our musical round. Comedy songs now, Maureen. What have you got to offer?
This is Joyce Grenfell, who is my heroine. This song is just something that's happened to us all at some point, and perhaps not in the same way. She is in church and she suddenly remembers.
Hymn number 349.
Such peaceful thoughts my mind doth fill, and undisturbed. I've just remembered something absolutely ghastly. I forgot to go into the kitchen before we came to church to turn the gas off underneath the chicken bones I am turning into soup. I know exactly what's going to happen. All the water will boil away and the bottom of the saucepan will get red hot and fall on the floor of the kitchen. And very slowly the linoleum will burn through and set fire to the house. And my fur coat isn't insured. And where are we going to sleep tonight? Darling, I don't suppose that you went into the kitchen and turned the gas off underneath the soup. No, I was afraid you wouldn't have done. excuse me, ma'am.
That sketch, Shazia, it's set in church. It feels another world to me, Yeah. What does it feel like to you?
Well, I went to a Roman Catholic primary school called Our Lady of Fatima. So that really evokes memories for me. But that thing of forgetting something and then remembering, I think every woman can kind of relate to that. I remember when I was going to do Mastermind and I was walking up to the chair, and the first thing I thought was, that white load that I put in the washing machine this morning, I really should have put it on spin dry. And I'm about to do Mastermind.
Did you relate to it, Shai?
100%. When I leave my straighteners on, I leave them on quite a lot. And then when I'm on the way to work in the car, I'm like, the straighteners might be on. So then I call my mum because she's like 5 minutes down the road and she'll go around there and say, they're actually not on, so it's actually fine. But, you know, you have to think about that because I've got a cat at home and I do not want anything to happen to him, my little cat. I used to be in the choir, actually.
You could do a lovely rap version.
I could do a rap version, yeah.
But I think you doing a rap version of that, worrying about your straighteners and the cat being burnt,
yeah.
You could take the Joyce Grenfell repertoire
and I could just start wrapping it up. Like, I feel like that would be it.
And give it a 21st century.
I think that needs to happen.
So, it's time for votes on that one. Shazia, is it a yes or a no for Him by Joyce Grenfell?
Yes, please.
Shai, do you vote for that song to go in the box? Or
yes.
Is it just, you do? You
no, yeah, I'm putting it in the box.
So the vote is clear. Joyce Grenfell's Him goes into the joke box. Shai, which comedy song have you brought along?
So I'm going for an old school nursery rhyme that got remixed up. It's John Finnemore's version of Wheels on the Bus.
The wheels on the bus go round and round all day long. The passengers on the bus go ding, ding, ding. That's my stop, driver, stop. The passengers on the bus go, for God's sake, stop. All day long. The driver at the bus just laughs and laughs. Laughs and laughs, laughs and laughs. The driver at the bus isn't going to stop for anyone. The policeman tailing the bus goes, shoot his tires. That's my vote, shoot his tires. His boss back at base goes, don't you dare, there's kids on that bus. The driver's ex-wife's new husband goes, oh my God, there's Ken's bus on our lawn. The driver's ex-wife's new husband dials 999, but the policeman's already making the arrest. The judge on the bench is stern but fair, stern but fair, stern but fair. The judge on the bench acknowledges the defendant's obvious remorse, but nonetheless, given the distress caused to his passenger, she feels obliged to impose a custodial sentence. 3 months long. The driver in the exercise yard goes round and round, round and round. Round and round. The driver in the exercise yard goes round and round, and in a funny way he sort of found his peace.
Good choice, Shai. Maureen, what do you say?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I thought it was sweet and funny.
He's very clever, isn't he, John Finnemore? Mm. John Finnemore's Souvenir Programme was a sketch show. It started on Radio 4 back in 2011. It's funny. That's the essence of it. Shazia, which way are you voting?
I'm going to have it in.
You're going to have it in. Maureen, which way are you voting?
I am going to go for the one that makes a little tinkly noise like a fairy, is it?
Yes, the wheels on the bus is going straight in the box. That's it. Time to shut the box for this week. There's just time to thank Snoochie Shai, Shazia Mirza, Maureen Lipman. Thank you to all the amazing comedians, writers, artists, dead and alive, who we heard from in the clips this week. Let's close the joke box until next time. Goodbye.
Giles' Joke Box was a Great Scott Media production for BBC Radio 4. It was presented by me, Giles Brandreth, and the producer,